You're listening to SBS News.
3/4 of a century ago, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill declared that the war in Europe had been won, bringing an end to nearly 6 years of fighting.
We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
On the streets of London, thousands gathered for a two-day-long party, with dancing, drinking, and a few tears shed for friends lost. But 75 years later, there will be no street parties because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Bruno Peake is Britain's VE Day pageant master. He had spent 18 months organising festivities that are now cancelled.
I'm very disappointed, but at the end of the day, the safety of the public comes first. It must do. We wanted to make the 75th a big anniversary because, you know, it will be the last really big one that veterans and the, you know, partners at the time will still be around to celebrate.
96-year-old John Roberts will be raising a glass to fallen mates at his front door this year. He went to sea when World War II began. On VE Day, he was in Canada learning to fly with the Navy's air crew and points out that for many, Germany's surrender didn't mean a return to life as normal.
Although the war in Europe was over and I wasn't going to be fighting Germans, as soon as I completed my flying training, I'd be fighting the Japanese. And that wasn't going to be any easier than fighting the Germans.
D-Day veteran Mervyn Kirsch had hoped to celebrate at a public event. He likes to joke he was the last British soldier to learn the Nazis had surrendered.
I was on a train from Germany to come back to the UK to go on to the invasion of Japan. I was on the train which was boarded up for 30 hours, sleeping most of the time, because there was very little light and nothing to do. And I got out of Bruges and there was excitement that the war was over the day before. And I knew nothing about it. I must have been the last one in Europe to know that the war was over.
Now 95, he will miss the party this year too, marking the day from home.
Well, there is a certain comparison between the pandemic today and the war. But in the war, you knew where the enemy was. You could see an enemy or knew where he was. Here you've got an enemy, it's invisible. You don't know whether it's around or not. The complete uncertainty. The measures taken have got to be just as strong.
Governments across Europe are taking steps to ensure VE Day is still celebrated, albeit in a reduced manner. In France, President Emmanuel Macron will lay a wreath at the Arc de Triomphe, while in the UK, people will be encouraged to take part in a nationwide toast at 3 o'clock. The Queen will make a special address to the nation at 9 p.m, followed by a sing-along of a wartime classic.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
A song that has struck a chord during lockdown. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.